Have you joined me on Substack yet? Substack is a platform for writers and readers who love to interact with one another. It even allows you to create your own newsletter as well. I created the Living in Pursuit newsletter to help you guys navigate your journey in pursuit. If you would like to support my newsletter and receive occasional emails from me, emails talking about my life, my current experiences, my wisdom, the thoughts, and everything that just come to me on a daily basis, go ahead and click the link in my show notes and sign up today. Substack is totally free, but if you would like to support my entrepreneurial endeavors as a writer, go ahead and upsell to the paid monthly subscription. Paid subscribers receive weekly live sessions and a private group chat where we all can communicate and chat with one another. Go ahead and sign up by going to Substack, downloading the app, and following the Living in Pursuit publication for the newsletter. See you guys there. Now let's get back to the episode. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea K. Beck, with another episode of Living in Pursuit. So, as we are living in pursuit, the Lord just like, something's happening to me today. Something is just happening to me. These last couple of days, I have been just like overflowing with creativity. I don't know if it's my ADHD or if it's Jesus, but either way, I'm liking it. I've been hit with so much creativity. It's like, and the funny thing is that this happens to me every season. The moment I am hit with so much creativity, mind you, the creative thoughts that I am having, like the ideas on things that I should do, are literally things that God has already given me. Like, this stuff is not new. None of these ideas are new. So I've been hit with so much creativity and just enlightenment for this season of my life. God has literally like been showing me, this is what I want you. This is what I called you to do, girl. This is what I am processing and pruning and developing you to do. And this morning, I was riding in my car. I had to go to the store for a quick second. So I'm riding in the car in silence. Y'all know, I love my silence. So I took that opportunity to pray. And as I'm praying, I'm just, you know, talking to God about, you know, just thanking him for allowing me to like be able to do this. Like, this is my life. I get to create. I get to sing. I get to write music. I get to do this full time. And my heart was just filled with so much gratitude. But even in that, God gave me this this memory. And I actually wrote about this on my Substack. So if you ain't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe to my Substack, okay? Paid subscribers are now receiving life coaching material. So all things mental health, emotional health, spiritual development, entrepreneurship, all of that is going to be in the paid subscription as well. But anywho, I'm sitting up here just thinking, and God gave me this memory of me being at my parents' house in a previous season. And as I was at my parents' house, I like the memory was me walking outside the house, walking out the front door, and I'm on a prayer line. And this was a prayer line that I had created, I want to say 2020 during COVID or 2021 or something like that. I think it was during COVID. Now, this was the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey, so I didn't really have like coaching sessions and programs and things like that developed, but at that time, I just started a prayer line. And so every day, I would get up and I would get on this prayer line and nobody would show up. And I'm sitting up here like, do these people not see the flyer on the ground? Like, can they not see my posts? What's going on? And so after a week or so of me just getting up and doing it every day, I stopped. I quit. I was like, oh, well, this must not be what God want me to do. Or this must, you know, like people just don't care, or, you know, no one's interested in this and whatever, whatever. And I just started, you know, being filled with all of this doubt. And so today, as God reminded me of that, in this time, God has been showing me that He's been doing stuff like that to me on purpose. On purpose. For the purpose of developing or testing, I should say, for the purpose of testing my faithfulness and testing my obedience to Him. Will you be obedient? Will you be faithful over what I am constantly showing you, even if it doesn't bring you immediate success, even if it doesn't bring you validation, or it doesn't look to be a confirmation? Like, are you still going to do this even if it seems, air quotes, to not be working? We want stuff to work so bad because we are attached to the outcome. When God gives us an idea, our minds quickly go to the result. We quickly begin thinking about all of the benefits and all of the praise and all of the positive things that are going to come out of what God is showing us and telling us to do. But once we get in the middle of it, mind you, you know how you start something. You have all of this excitement and you have all of this, you know, confirmation from God, and you set out to pursue the thing. But when you get in that middle, when you get in the middle of it and it starts to look like, okay, this ain't working no more, or maybe God wants me to do something else, or, you know, maybe I heard God wrong, or whatever the case may be, you forgot why you started. You aren't thinking about the why. Like, you've forgotten the why because you're focused on the outcome. You're focused on the result. And that clearly leads us, constantly leads us away from our true calling. Living in pursuit is literally pursuing after the things that God has called you to do, but it's also a test of your obedience and your faithfulness. Will you do it continuously when it looks to be like it's a failure, or when you've been disappointed or discouraged? Like, will you continue to do the thing God is calling you to do if you don't see the results? We live in a world where everybody is teaching and preaching results. Everybody's teaching, you need to do this in order to do that. You need to do this in order for this to happen, and all of these things, right? You need to build your wealth. You need to get a side hustle. All of these things, right? But they are like driving you and creating this mindset of results-driven behaviors. And in the kingdom of the Lord, the results ain't as important as the actual thing that you are doing. The characteristics of God is literally in Galatians chapter 5. Y'all know I talk about the fruit of the Spirit all the time, but one of the fruit is faithfulness. Faithfulness. And this morning when God gave me that memory, I was immediately hit with that fruit. I was like, oh, this is what we doing in this season. You're pruning my faithfulness because you know, oh Lord, you know I'm gonna do it. If you showing this to me, you know I'm gonna do it. If you're bringing it back around, you know I'm gonna do it. You know that if I see something, or if I hear something, or if you're talking to me about something, or, you know, preparing me for a certain pursuit, you know I'm gonna do it. So I guess this podcast episode is really to encourage you all, for those who feel like you are stuck in a cycle. Why does this thing keep coming back around? Why does God keep showing me this? Why does God keep wanting me to pursue this thing and it didn't work, or it didn't happen the way I thought it was going to happen, or whatever the case may be? Understand, God may be testing your faithfulness. He may be pruning the fruit of the Spirit on the inside of you. This may be the season that He reveals and prunes the fruit of faithfulness. What John chapter 15 said, He prunes those who are producing fruit. If you are, that's why I keep saying the word constantly. Okay, Lord, I believe some versions of John chapter 15 says constantly, but I just looked up the amplified version of John chapter 15. It says, and I'm reading verse 1, 1 through 4. I am the true vine. This is Jesus talking. I am the true vine, and my Father, God, is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that continues to bear fruit, he repeatedly prunes or constantly prunes so that it will bear more fruit, even richer and finer fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have given you, the teachings which I have discussed with you. Verse 4, remain in me, hey, and I will remain in you, huh? Just as no branch can bear fruit by itself without remaining in the vine, neither can you bear fruit producing evidence of your faith unless you remain in me. So as God is pruning these fruits on the inside of us, he's literally like producing evidence of our faith. You started off with having faith in this thing. Your faithfulness, the fruit that is being pruned, the faithfulness is going to produce the evidence of that faith. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I'm preaching to myself. Y'all don't hear me for real. We have been on this podcast complaining about the Lord, complaining about our situation and our circumstances, complaining about all of these different life changes and these transitions and all of these things. We've been over here complaining, becoming bitter. Ooh, that fruit was becoming bitter. Ooh, bitter fruit. You were becoming, I ain't even gonna say you, I said I. Some of us were becoming bitter. The fruit was becoming bitter because we were too focused on the outcome. I was too focused on the outcome. Y'all better be glad that I have accountability. Y'all better be glad that I am a self-aware person. Y'all better be glad because I would be up here as a leader lying to y'all. I would be up here calling y'all bitter, telling y'all what y'all need to do. Whole time, I'm the one that need to be doing it. I am excited to announce I have opened up my schedule for one-on-one coaching sessions. If you want to become a more emotionally stable and spiritually discerning version of yourself, go ahead and click the link in the show notes below. These one-on-one coaching sessions will help you reduce anxiety symptoms, increase self-awareness, break generational curses, build your relationship with God, and regulate your emotions. If you are having trouble getting to the root of what you feel and why you feel that way, and don't know how to respond and react in positive, healthy ways, go ahead and sign up for my one-on-one coaching sessions. These sessions are designed to help you become aware of you. I will help you identify your reactions, your behaviors, and all things tied to your emotions and your thoughts to create a strategy for new behaviors, new thought patterns, and new emotional responses. Think of it as spiritual, mental, and emotional wellness to renew and transform your mind with biblical strategies and principles. Sign up today if you want to begin transforming your life. Now back to the episode. The Lord out here pruning fruit on the inside of us, and we are not even aware of it. Like everything that we are going through, it is for the purpose of pruning the fruit. It's for the purpose of producing and developing the characteristics. Yes, there were times where your fruit became bitter. Oh God, but that was the fruit that he was cutting off. My God, the fruit was becoming bitter because you were focused and attached on the outcome. And God, in his faithfulness, him as the vine dresser, him as the gardener, y'all need to read your word. He has literally been cutting off every branch that was not producing fruit. When you go through seasons of bitterness, when you go through seasons where you don't understand what God is doing, when you go through seasons of disappointment and discouragement and all of these things, right? You become bitter. You lose sight of God and his character. You lose sight of his faithfulness to you. You lose sight. Oh, you lose sight of his fruit. Jesus. I don't know. I'm telling y'all, look, this be happening to me more than I realize. I don't be knowing what I'm gonna say. I don't be knowing what I'm gonna sing about. I don't be knowing what I'm gonna write about. But when I set an intention to pursue it, God shows up every single time. I don't even be knowing what I'm gonna say. I knew that I wanted to get on this podcast and talk about something. I wanted to talk to y'all about the revelation that I had this morning, but clearly we getting all up into the word of the Lord. And that's just like God. You may not know what you're doing. You may not know why you feel the need to start a podcast or, you know, start a Substack or create content on a platform you never created content on. That's literally the Lord leading you, guiding you, without giving you step-by-step instructions. Sometimes we don't move because we don't hear God. We don't hear, I want you to do this, and this is what the outcome is going to be. Sometimes you just get an inkling. Sometimes you just get a prompting. Sometimes I was at CVS this morning. Here we go again. I was at CVS this morning. That's the run that I had to go on when I was in the car driving. I went to CVS this morning, and y'all know how CVS prices be. I'm sitting up here like, I do not want to pay $10 for a pack of water. Literally, a pack of water. Why are we paying for water? But $10, I was like, I don't want to pay no $10 for this. So I get up to the register. I am about to put in my phone number for my CVS rewards points. I'm about to put in my phone number, but I had an inkling. I had a prompting to put my mother's phone number in. When I put this lady number in the system, why did a $10 reward come up? And they said, do you want to use it? Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. Thank you, Jesus. You're not going to always know why you have a feeling to do something. You're not going to always know why there is a desire in your heart to do or to say or to go or to prompt you to action. Just understand that be the Lord. Oh, and I talked about this on my Substack as well. Discerning the difference between an instruction and a feeling. Sometimes your feelings be lying to you. Sometimes we be going off of our feelings, calling it God. Sometimes God is in your feelings and your emotions, but when you are idolizing, oh, that's a big word. When you are idolizing your feelings, you are leading your life with how you feel. And sometimes God don't show up as a feeling. He shows up as an inkling. He shows up as a prompting. He shows up as a thought. He shows up as a sign, as a miracle, as a confirmation, right? So there's going to be times where you don't know what's going on in life. Like we were a couple months ago, Lord, what is going on with this? And why I got to leave my apartment? And why I got to leave the job? And what's going on and what's happening? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. But for him to bring back around the thing that I abandoned, the life coaching, the music, all of these things, for him to keep putting it in my spirit, for him to keep igniting the desires on the inside of my heart, that lets me know, oh, that season must have been a pruning season. That season must have been a season that I had developed rotten fruit, that I developed bitter fruit, bitter roots, and God had to cut it off by transitioning me back. Okay. To the very place I did not want to be. I was watching a sermon last night, and honestly, it wasn't even really a sermon because people just begin up there talking. Anyway, the lady was talking about, she's highly intelligent. I love her, but it was something. Let me shut up. She was talking about how wise people in the Bible, I think it's Proverbs 15:24. I think it literally says something, and I'm paraphrasing. The wise person literally, I went and got it. This is the Amplified version. The chosen path of life leads upward for the wise, that he may keep away from Sheol. I don't know who Sheol is, the netherworld, the place of death below. I'm gonna say hell. That's just my interpretation of it. But that first line, the chosen path of life leads upward for the cycle. And she literally started talking about cycles and patterns and circles, and how sometimes God will literally bring us around to things that we either abandon, or things that we gave up on, or things that was once placed in our life that is now not in our life. And he will bring us around just to test and see if we've learned anything. Just to test and see if we're going to handle the situation better, if we're going to handle the situation differently. She was also in Ecclesiastes, and y'all know, I want to say what, December, January, we was talking about the book of Ecclesiastes, and how, we build up these empty pursuits, and we pursue after these things that don't lead to fruit, good fruit of the spirit. And we pursue after all of these things, whether that's in ego or insecurity or whatever the case may be. We pursue those things, and then when it leaves us empty, oh, I'm preaching to somebody. Then when it leaves us unfulfilled, God then cuts it off, only to bring us back around to the thing that he actually called us to do, for the purpose of pruning the fruit that is going to be produced in that season, and to also cut off the negative things that you developed along the way when you took a detour. Did that make sense? Our God is good. I don't care what nobody say. Our God is good. I was mad at God. I ain't gonna lie. I was mad. I was ready to fight. But, I literally had this heart of gratitude and just thankfulness. Like, Lord, you literally gave me a life of creativity. You're giving me a life of creativity. Every day I wake up, I get to create, whether that's a coaching program or a master class or a song or a video. Like, you've given me the ability to produce wealth. Jesus, you've given me that encouragement. You really created this life for me, and allowed me to operate in it regardless of the outcome, regardless of the result that I may look for from time to time. But now that I'm in this place of being humbled, first of all, but also being built back up and being redeemed, God redeeming my time and helping me to redeem myself of this opportunity to live a life of creativity. Mind y'all, this is what I asked for. This is what I prayed for. While I was at the job, I was praying for this. I remember I woke up one day and I had to get ready and dressed for work and everything like that. And I went to work. It was a normal day. I came home. I was like, literally, I'm talking to God. And I literally said, mind you, y'all need to watch what you say, because God be hearing us, whether we be playing or not. He be hearing us, and he be like, oh, bet. I said out of my mouth, Lord, I want to be a full-time entrepreneur. In my mind, full-time entrepreneur meant if I pursue something, it's going to have to immediately take off so I can be able to sustain what it is that I have in my hand right now. If I pursue this thing, I want to have so much money in my bank account that I don't have to worry about my finances. I don't have to worry about where I lived. I don't have to worry about any of that other stuff. But the Lord didn't do it like that. He didn't do it that way. He gave me what I wanted, and he gave me what I asked for, but it wasn't in the way I expected. But ain't he good because he gave it to me anyway? Jesus Christ. Ooh, everything that God gave you, everything that you asked God for, he's either giving it to you or about to give it to you, and it's going to come packaged in a way you didn't expect. So that husband that God sent you, he don't look like, if he, that ain't, Lord, I wasn't expecting this, but it's what you asked for. You asked God for a job, but you got the job and it wasn't what you expected, but it's what you asked for. And Jesus, it's what you need, whether positively impacting you, whether it will positively impact you or negatively impact you, it's going to develop some type of fruit on the inside of you that you need. Whatever the circumstance is, whatever situation that you are in right now, God is doing something, whether you can see it or not. He's producing a fruit on the inside of you, or he's getting rid of a fruit that you don't need. He's cutting off a branch. He's cutting off the bitterness. He's cutting off whatever it is that, oh, Jesus, that is holding you back from producing the right fruit. I need to go to theology school because that was some good preaching. Would you agree? That was some good preaching just now. You already have what you need on the inside of you. You just got to tap into it. Jesus, you don't need another outline. You don't need another prayer request for this thing. You don't need, I wrote about this as well on my Substack yesterday. You don't need another confirmation. You don't need another, what's it called? Another course, another degree. You don't need any more education. You don't need any more of what you think you need because it's already inside of you. I just told y'all, every time I turn that camera on, every time I press record for this podcast, every time I get on these coaching calls, every time I open up my phone to, you know, get on TikTok and do a video, God shows up. Every single time. And it's been happening more frequently than I've ever experienced. Like, I don't know what the Lord done did to me, but it's flowing naturally now. Oh, Jesus, everything is about to flow naturally for you. Everything is about to flow into place. Oh, everything is about to be smooth from this point out. Everything is about to be smooth sailing. My God, everything is about to be on cruise control. Jesus, everything is about to flow into place because you're now in alignment. You went through the bitterness, you went through the sadness, you went through the rejection, you went through all of that. God cut off all of that. And mind you, why I keep saying mind you, I really be thinking I'm talking to y'all like face to face, but my understanding, how I'm spiritually discerning and understanding this right now, is that when God cuts off a branch that is not producing fruit, it's literally him healing you, giving you a new perspective, reframing your mind of how you thought about that situation, of how you thought about that person. He's literally been, like, I've been in this place where God has been showing me different types of generational curses within my family. And so with that, he's been giving me bear with me. The Lord has been showing me and giving me psychological understanding of why people think the way they do, why people act the way they act, and why people be reacting in their emotions and their undeveloped parts of themselves and their emotional instability and their rejection wounds and their issues. Like, God has been literally dealing with me psychologically. And I'm sitting up here like, first of all, are you making me into a therapist? Because this is the type of stuff that people get in therapy. This is the type of stuff that people go to school for. And you're literally giving me this anointing and this understanding of psychology and philosophy and the understanding of life and people and emotions and mental health and all of this stuff. And I'm sitting up here like, Lord, what are we doing here? I'm waking up in the middle of the night and he giving me strategy for my life coaching sessions. He gave me a whole outline. Here's what you talk about. Here's what you do. Here's what you say. Here's what we talk about. Here's what you dive into. We're talk about these emotions. We're going to talk about these thoughts. We're going to talk about the root, where they're coming from, where these emotions and thoughts are coming from. And we're going to get to the root of why these people are feeling the way they feel, why they are thinking the way they think. And we are going to go in and transform these people's lives. Jesus, I'm getting something here. God spoke to me years ago in regards to something that is coming. And he basically was telling me the same anointing or the same process, the same healing that I underwent. He's going to use me to impart that into his people. Meaning, I've been sitting up here trying to figure out, well, Lord, when I get on these platforms and these stages and, you know, talk about you and everything like that, and people ask me, how did you transform my mind? The only thing I'm going to be able to say is I just read the Bible and I spent time with Jesus. That's it. And it's going to be a very vague statement. But lately, God has been giving me or reissuing the revelation, the process that I underwent. Because, you know, different seasons of your life, there are some things that you go through that you just forget about. And the process that I underwent, God has been strategically reminding me of the process. I would not have been able to sit up here and tell y'all how God transformed my mind, how he renewed my spirit. I ain't got it. But lately, he has been giving me wisdom, Jesus, on how to articulate my healing journey. And that is so crazy now that I done thought about that. That is wild. So now, instead of having a bunch of information, a bunch of, this is what God showed me, and he showed me this scripture, and he showed me this, and he led me here. But now there is a second aspect to that. God showed me the what, but then he gave me the how. I had to pause so I can shout just now. I didn't want to be so loud on this mic, and I had paused myself just now, and I screamed, and then I came back on here to talk to y'all. Hey, it's no longer on you. It's in you. It's no longer on you. It's in you. Everything, all of the pruning. Oh, your fruit is about to be displayed. God gave me that years ago too. If you know, you know. If you were in my 21-day reviving your heart challenge in my life coaching business, you already know that's the revelation God began on the inside of me. The fruit that God has produced on the inside of you is about to be displayed. They're going to start to recognize your fruit. You're going to start becoming recognized by your fruit. Oh, yeah, she got faithfulness. Yeah, she's been faithful over this thing. She's been stewarding over this thing. Oh, yeah, she operates in love. Oh, yeah, she responds in love. Oh, yeah, she's very kind. Oh, my God. This woman ain't never been kind in her life. What is happening? Oh, she approached that situation so gently. Oh, she's developing self-control in that area. I remember when she used to flash out and crash out at the drop of a dime. Who is this? Oh, I don't know who this new person is, but it looked like Jesus got a hold of her, or him if you a man watching this. It looks like Jesus done got a hold of her heart. Now it's about to show. Ooh, them seasons that you went through, God was just cutting off the vines. God was just cutting off the branches, I mean. God was just pruning the fruit that was producing fruit. He was just constantly and repeatedly pruning the fruit. You're ready now. So now when you reapproach the thing that God is currently bringing back around, you'll know what to do with it now. Ooh, when that opportunity comes back, ooh, when God spins the block for you, you're going to know what to do now. You're going to have the character to sustain it now. Huh? because you sat with the Lord. You've been in isolation. Your isolation season is about to pay off. I don't know who listening to this. Your seasons of preparation is about to show results. Huh. Your waiting season is about to end. What you was waiting for, you're going to be able to sustain it. You're going to be able to steward over it properly. The thing that you was waiting for, your character is about to sustain it. You're about to be able to sustain the new living arrangements. You are about to be able to sustain the business. You are about to be able to sustain the relationship. You are about to be able to sustain the marriage. The house, the car, the thing, the ministry. Like this time, I feel a this time anointing. This time is going to be different. This time is going to look like exactly what you saw, what you prayed for, what you envisioned. Ooh, y'all know how when God gives you visions of yourself doing something, or you see yourself at a place or whatever the case may be, I believe for some of us, this is the season where you're going to start to see what you have envisioned for yourself. You are about to start seeing the vision come to life. You're going to be sitting in the prayer. You're going to be operating in the gift. You're going to be operating in your calling, seeing the vision manifest itself right before your eyes. Jesus Christ. None of this was in my notes. None of it. But the Holy Spirit just flowing. He just flowing. Oh, God, you are so amazing. You are so good. Oh, now you can be used. Now I can use you in the capacity you were built for. Now I can place you there. Now I can break you into that industry. Now I can trust you. Oh, I gotta go. It's getting a little heavy here. I wasn't prepared for this, but you're not in a cycle. God is just giving you an opportunity to redeem yourself. He's just redeeming your time. He's just redeeming your situation. He's just giving you another shot at it. But this time you're going to have perfect aim. This time what you're targeting, this time what you are pursuing after, you're going to have sharper vision. You're going to have eagle eyes. Oh, you're going to have so much sharpness that you're going to hit the target. You were just in target practice. My God, the preparation season was just target practice. Jesus, the thing that God is placing back on your heart to do, he does not want you to approach it in the same way you approached it last time. He's giving you a different strategy. I've been seeing this in content creation. I've been seeing this in my masterclasses, in my entrepreneurship as well. What I used to think, I don't think that way no more. What I used to think I needed to do, I don't need to do that no more. Because what I have seen is it only takes one video for something to go viral. It only takes one video for your clients to find you. The client that I just booked a couple of days ago for my one-on-one coaching sessions, I'm about to hop on a call with her now in a few minutes. But she saw a video I did a week ago. Just a random video, something that God placed on my heart, an inkling, a prompting. And I just posted the video. She came and found me and said, I don't know what it is, but that video that I saw, it just made me reach out to you. You're not going to have to create a whole bunch of content. You're not going to have to burn yourself out creating all of this content, creating all of these episodes and podcast episodes and whatever. Like, don't focus on being consistent. Focus on being faithful. My God. Because what the world is going to tell you is that you need to be posting every week. You need to be posting every day. You need to be more consistent in this area so that you can see these types of results. But what I know to be true is that when God places something on your heart to do, that's all you need to focus on. That is it. That's all you need to do. It's just to do it. You don't need no plan. You don't need no business plan. You don't need all of these things that these people are telling you that you need. For another example, if you want to start your business, you do not need a bunch of websites. You do not need a bunch of systems. You just need a strategy. All of these email marketing, they got a website for that. Create your website, they got a website for that. But all of these websites require you to pay an upfront cost. Some of them have 7-day trials, 30-day trials, or whatever the case may be. But if you are starting up and you don't have no startup money, you don't have no income to start the business, you do not need this stuff to start. You need to collect some emails. Then you need to create a Google form. You need to post a video or send out an email or something and create a form for these people to fill out, and you get the information you need. You don't necessarily need a project management system. Now, when I was doing my music project and I was doing like 2 projects at the same time, I was using Monday.com and it was very helpful for me. But honestly, I've just been in this space where if God is flowing through me, I'm just going to let him flow. I don't need to create a strategy. I don't need to create all of these tasks. I don't need to overwhelm myself. God is going to give me what to do. He's going to show me what to do, and we're going to go from there. I don't need to create a bunch of tasks. I don't need to do all of this stuff that everybody is telling you to do. I've learned this from experience. Going back to the slingshot. Going back to the target practice, God is bringing it back around for you to operate in the new wisdom, the new experience, the new knowledge that you have. Stop relying on old systems. If you are interested in an upcoming masterclass that I'm having, I'm actually outlining it and just kind of coming up with the content of it right now. But it's going to be the Systems and Processes Masterclass. If you are interested in that, I don't have a date or anything yet. But if you are in business and you want to start your business, but you are overwhelmed with content creation and getting a website, building a website, all of these things, you need to sign up for this masterclass. I have a waiting list available. It'll be in the show notes below. Or if you're on my TikTok, it'll be in my link. Or if you're on YouTube, it'll be in the show notes, or it'll be in the description box. But there is a link to sign up for the waiting list for this masterclass. I don't know when it's going to be, but I want it to be this month, but it might be in March. Anyway, if that sounds like you, go ahead and sign up for that, because there are some things that you think you need that are holding you back from actually doing it. Like, I don't know what the devil done tried to trick you into believing, but I believe the Lord is going to show you how to operate in wisdom this year. Amen. Amen. I need to go. Because my one-on-one client is, she's trusting in me, you know, trusting in the Holy Ghost to show up for her at the time that she booked. So I got to go, okay? I done prayed for her this morning, so I don't know what the Lord about to say or do, okay? I love each and every one of you all. At this point, there are so many ways to connect with me. Like, y'all ain't even got no excuse. If you're a reader or a writer, you can join my Substack. Support me over there. If you are on the social of the medias, you can tap into my TikTok and my YouTube. If you are in need of one-on-one coaching to help you regulate your emotions, increase self-awareness, decrease and reduce anxiety, sign up for a one-on-one coaching session. Okay. All of that information is in the show notes. Ain't no more excuses. Dre, I just want to work with you, and I've given you all of my resources, okay? Use them. Use them, okay? I love each and every one of you all, and I pray that you all have an amazing rest of your week, and that you learn to operate in wisdom. I pray that you get out of the mindset of thinking that you are in a cycle whole time. The wise, the life, the path of the wise leads upward. So sometimes you're going to have to go into a circle. Sometimes you're going to have to repeat something in order for you to move up. in order for you to elevate. Jesus, in order for you to get it right. Okay? I love y'all, and I will talk to you guys in my next episode. Bye. Oh, y'all thought I was done? Go leave a review. Go leave a rating. Let the people know what's going on over here at the Living in Pursuit podcast. Okay, bye. I'm done.